Off the Ball. GAA.
I would have an outside shout at Watford. They're way better hurlers than people think. They have plenty of pace. They're on a little roll. They're a team waiting to explode.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Max Deegan turns his back on a move to Ulster. Connacht suffer a Hanrahan blow, and concern grows regarding the future of the Investec Champions Cup. First up today, Max Deegan is the latest player to commit his future to Leinster. In the wake of Saturday's Investec Champions Cup win over Northampton, a slew of Leinster players signed new deals. Among them are Ryan Baird, Will Connors, Thomas Clarkson and Tommy O'Brien. Academy back rower Jack Culhane and Academy prop Jack Boyle also signed their first senior deals with the province. It had been widely anticipated that Max Deegan would not be among their number, with a move to Ulster on the cards. However, Leinster confirmed this afternoon that the back row forward has indeed signed a new deal with them. Meanwhile, Joe McCarthy's younger brother, prop Paddy, will step up from the Leinster Academy, signing his first pro contract. Will Connors was among those on media duty this week, and he discussed the review of Saturday's nervy finish to their win at Croke Park.
And there are very good, valuable conversations we do have around like what we're lads kind of feeling for the last 10 minutes. We talk about things like that a lot, and to kind of get our thoughts, did lads feel like we made the right decisions, you know, whether in games it'd be kicking to the corner. So we do to an extent break down the kind of the final end of a game. Ultimately it was just down to really Northampton having that purple patch and being able to threw the kitchen sink in that, and they were, in fairness, they're an incredible side. They'll be a tough team to beat in the Premiership going forward. I think there is good conversations. We do dissect the game well, and I think it has stood to us now for the last while, thankfully.
Senior coach Jacques Nienaber says they must be more clinical in their remaining games this season.
I think it probably boils down to execution. I think you must take the opportunities that you create, and that's it. You know, you must, if you get an opportunity, you must capitalize on it. And probably we had a couple of opportunities which we didn't capitalize on, which was our own wrongdoing, some of them, but some of them was also due to the quality of opposition that we had in the Saints.
Now to Connacht, who'll be without JJ Hanrahan for the start of next season, it seems. The province confirmed that their right half suffered an ACL injury in their recent URC victory over the Dragons, and he requires surgery. Prop Dennis Buckley will be out for a number of weeks, while Cian Prendergast will miss Saturday's game with Munster due to a thumb injury. And despite previous hope that Mac Hansen could return this week, he remains sidelined with a shoulder injury. Connacht go into Saturday's game 6th in the URC table, and hoping that 2 wins in the remaining 3 games can secure a playoff. Here's our coach, Pete Wilkins.
Yeah, look, it's so hard to work out because I'm tracking it. I'm putting potential tables and potential results for all the other teams in that top 8, that top 10, and you know, trying to do the maths, but it changes every single week. I think if we won 2 of these last 3, I'd be confident we'd be where we need to be. If we won 1 and picked up some bonus points in the others, we'd be there or thereabouts. So, you know, as ever, we'll do our very best to win this week and assess it again. But every time I have a target in mind, it changes by the following Monday morning. So that we'll keep tracking it. I think 2 wins would be great in terms of putting us in the mix, though.
Fears are growing regarding the future tenability of the Investec Champions Cup. The Times have reported that TNT Sports are yet to renew its deal with the EPCR beyond this month's final meeting of Leinster and Toulouse. TNT haven't been shy regarding other rugby rights, taking this year's autumn series tests from Amazon Prime and continuing their relationship with the Gallagher Premiership. The Times say TNT would be happy to continue broadcasting the Champions Cup, but not for an increased fee. No terrestrial broadcaster has shown an interest in extending their free-to-air deal beyond 1 game per match week, while Sky Sports haven't shown an indication that they could also return to the fold. While still scrambling to get a deal done, semi-finals like the ones we just saw this weekend could be a thing of the past. The EPCR are keen to bring both semi-finals to one neutral city in future, and Portugal has been spoken about as a potential Final Four venue. The officiating teams have been confirmed for Ireland's summer tour of South Africa. Angus Gardner will referee the first test with the Springboks in Pretoria, assisted by Carl Dixon and Mike Adamson, with Ben Whitehouse, the TMO. Dixon will then referee the following week's test in Durban, with Gardner and Craig Evans, his assistants, and England's Ian Tempest on TMO duty. Former Scotland captain Stuart Hogg has been ordered to stay away from his wife and her home ahead of a trial date in July. Hogg pleaded not guilty to a domestic charge of acting in an abusive manner towards the mother of his four children when he appeared at Jedburgh Sheriff Court. The incident in question took place in February. Hogg is due to appear in court on July 15th for an intermediate hearing ahead of his trial date on the 30th of July. While former All Blacks scrum half Byron Kelleher has been given a 6-month suspended prison sentence for domestic abuse. The 47-year-old was found guilty at a Paris court yesterday. Kelleher must also pay a €1,000 fine and €800 compensation to his former girlfriend. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.